Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, this week is just blasting past us. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of the new year. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live the next 2 hours and 59 minutes, 10 seconds. And there is just a massive plethora of news that I'm going to cover in this first hour. And we're going to take your calls throughout the show, and we're going to air some of those State of the Union clips again. I'm going to go back over WTC7, re-air those clips, and recap that massive, massive story that you can read about and watch the video clips and listen to the audio clips at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What's coming up? Two U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq, and on CNN there's a video clip with Japanese soldiers running around with their machine guns. Japan's throwing out their pacifist laws, building nuclear weapons, and it's an interesting world, isn't it? We'll get into that. Also, 5 million on terror watch list. And guess what? People they think are criminals are on the list, too, and they've caught the Census Bureau using all of our names to put it into the Matrix system. That's the name of the system, the Matrix system, hooked into the National Security Agency. This is very suspicious with Kerry, John F. Kerry, Mr. Skull and Bones, being low in the polls and then racing ahead, defeating Dean and others, and now being 10 points ahead of everyone else, seven other candidates. He's got 43%. In New Hampshire in polls. Good old media manipulation with the electronic voting machines in Iowa. John Kerry, you know, I said about a year ago that I thought it'd be John Kerry getting the nomination. I may be wrong about that. Doesn't matter, they're all globalists. Howard Dean's just as scary or more scary. But doesn't matter whether it's George Bush, John Kerry, Howard Dean, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who's in there. And we know that Dick Gephardt will never get it because he's against NAFTA and GATT, at least on the surface, and against open borders. So we'll get into that. Also, Pentagon stands by Internet voting system. That's right. You think Diebold and the other electronic voting machine companies have been caught in a lot of dirt. The government admits that the Internet system's a complete joke, but the troops are still going to vote with it anyway. And we'll get into the odds versus Bonesman in 04. Just wait till we get to this article concerning John Kerry and George W. Blue Blood Bush. Also, listeners pointed out yesterday after the State of the Union that they had the New England Patriots quarterback there. When they talked about the Patriot Act, they cut to him as if football has something to do with it and the little Patriot tie-in, and it turns out Bush had indeed staged the entire event. So now if you're against the Patriot Act, you're against professional football. I mean, this is how mindless the theater has gotten, and even Lord Drudge is pointing that out. Turns out that Stephen Brill had a summit meeting of TV anchormen at their boss's home over dinner in his Fifth Avenue apartment with Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge to discuss how they'll cover the next terror attack. Talk about stage managed. Brill, whose book, After, Detailed the Response to 9/11, spearheads the American Prepared campaign to educate the public. Joining Brill, his wife Cynthia and two of their three kids for dinner were Fox News Channel boss Roger Ailes, ABC News David Weston, CBS News Chief Andrew Heidward, CNN anchor Aaron Brown, plus Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw. Ah, getting ready for the next staged event. Now, Peter Jennings and others aren't going to be retiring, but Dan Rather is in 11 months. So if Dan Rather wasn't there, does that mean they're going to launch the next attack right after the election? They did last time. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Thursday, the 22nd day of January 04. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I started getting into some of the headlines in the last segment, but let's launch back into it and detail it. There is so much to cover here, and we're going to have open phones on any of the issues I'm about to go over, any topics you'd like to bring up, any questions, comments, if you'd like to yell at me and tell me I'm a liar and try to disprove something I'm saying, then hit me with your best shot. Fire away, as they say. 1-800-259-9231. And the websites that just get better and better by the day, Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com. Two U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq, a mortar and rocket attack on a U.S. military base near Baquaba on Wednesday night, killed two American soldiers and wounded three other soldiers, U.S. military sources said today. And Bush says, bring them on. That's with Mr. AWOL. It's easy to say that, I guess, with the rest of the Chicken Hawks. The wounded have been treated and have returned to duty. But the interesting thing here is it gets into the Japanese troops at the base, and there's a video clip and a photo here. Japanese troops measure the perimeter of the base area Thursday in Samawa, southern Iraq, where there were other attacks. And just interesting to see the Japanese now throwing out their pacifist constitution, admitting that they're developing nuclear weapons, that nobody seems to want to talk about that. What do you think about the Japanese rearming, building up their military again? Very, very interesting. You really can't blame them with North Korea threatening to nuke them on a monthly basis, firing a what now, three missiles over their coastline, having intercontinental ballistics targeted just for the 800-mile journey, plunging into the water off their coast. And they've got the old Taipong Dong 2, Variant 2, that can hit any part of the U.S., including Austin, Tejas, where I join you from, thanks to George Bush and Bill Clinton arming them. 5 million on terrorism watch list. This is out of the Toronto Sun. U.S. security agents have a master list of 5 million people worldwide thought to be potential terrorists or criminals. Notice it's always terrorists and criminals. Officials say the U.S. Lookout Index contains some 5 million names of known terrorists and other persons representing a potential problem. Brian Davis, a senior Canadian immigration official in Paris, said in a confidential document obtained by the Sun, the names on the list are compared against those applying for visas on flights traveling to the United States. And, of course, domestically, conservatives try to fly, Green Party activists, land rights groups, you name it. There have been, I don't know, 50 different cases of this I've seen, and I've seen 50 separate plus cases. I know there's more than that, where people try to get on board aircraft, and they're told, sorry, you're on the no-fly list. And they're questioned and strip searched and then told to get out of the airport. And then they try to sue, and Homeland Security says, we don't care. It's Homeland Security. People with no criminal records. Doesn't ever seem to be Arabs either. This is part of the new future system. You'll have your national ID card through your driver's license, and you'll have four levels of security clearance on it, a rating the government gives you. Bad credit, you go from green to yellow. Sorry, you don't have any rights because you've been profiled. But don't worry, it doesn't profile any race. It profiles everyone. Anyone whose name's on the list is questioned or banned. And passengers were on two British Airways flights to Los Angeles 2 weeks ago. 5-year-old child was one of them. The master list was revealed by the U.S. Embassy officials to a Canadian Standing Immigration Committee in April 2002. And what they're doing is Canada's going to biometrics to leave the country or come in. So is the U.S. Now it's for citizens. All these other Western countries are doing it. This is the world ID card system, as announced 2 years ago by the UN. This is under treaty. And it came out 2 days ago that the 2000 census, remember the census, one in six homes got a 54-question survey. Many of the other homes got the 3-question survey, and I think it was about 1 out of 100. If memory serves me, it was more than 1 out of 100 families. I got a several hundred question survey. Some businesses, we actually got copies of it and read it here on air, got the business census survey that asked over 300 questions. But on the 54-question survey, it would ask, where is your bank account? How much is in it? What stocks and bonds do you have? Do you have a renter? Do they pay cash? Where do they last live? What type of cars do you drive? What make and model? What time do you go to work in the morning? Do you have a low flush or a regular flush toilet? How many children do you have? What are their names? Do they have any medical illnesses? Does anyone have mental illness problems? Do you own firearms? And, of course, every 10 years they are to enumerate just the number of people in the states for proportionate representation in the House of Representatives, and that goes back to the Magna Carta in 1214, and from there back to Mount Sinai 3,000 years ago with Moses, who was told to count the people. That's it. That's all you're supposed to do. But no, we're going to ask how your toilet flushes and what you do. But all of that now, and if you own guns and what your bank account has, all of that under perjury of law, they say it's a document. You have to sign it. And they had little bureaucrats with plastic badges busting down doors, threatening people. They would think they were cops, and someone refused to answer their questions. There were articles where they'd knock in the door and come in and attack people and start grabbing them, saying, you better fill it out or I'm going to arrest you. A lot of this stuff happening. And now it all goes into the NSA. But we never talk about the NSA and Echelon. They confuse you with terms like Matrix. They confuse you with terms like Total Information Awareness or Carnivore, TIPS. Those are all just nodes of the NSA. And for over a decade, they've been in control of all the states and all your personal data. If you don't pay cash for something, it goes into the database. If it's with a major shopping retail chain, and now they're going to try to push the new national sales tax as a way of getting rid of, quote, the IRS. They're going to keep the income tax for, quote, Social Security purposes, and then give you a 15 to 20% national sales tax, which will bring federal interfaces into every business by law, and everything we do will be recorded. Even if you pay cash, you'll have to swipe the card or enter your ID number. This is what they're proposing. This is what's being put in, the infrastructure. They put the infrastructure in and then start proposing it and then pass it. I didn't want to get off into a side issue on that, but 5 million on terrorist list and a crime list, of course. It's all, oh, we're just going to use the Patriot Act for terrorist and crime. Rush Limbaugh, topless bars, county commissioners, pot dealers, speeders. Oh, yes, that's now being used against them. The Patriot Act is for all of us. Being expanded, Lord Bush says. Very suspicious activities concerning John F. Kerry. John Forbes Kerry, a true thoroughbred New World Order minion, who was buddies with Bush when they were kids, buddies with the Kennedys. They're all just a nice clan. Kerry takes lead in New Hampshire. New Herald poll shows, Boston Herald reports, Senator John F. Kerry has catapulted into a 10-point New Hampshire lead 6 days before the nation's first primary, bouncing out of Iowa, another longtime frontrunner, according to a new Boston Herald poll. The Massachusetts senior leads Dean 31% to 21%, and a slipping Leslie K. Clark at 16% after skipping the Iowa caucuses. Senator John Edwards in fourth place, 11%, followed Senator Joseph Lieberman with 4%. Reverend Al Sharpe, Representative Dennis Kucinich, continued to barely register. Kerry suddenly in Iowa beats everybody from being near the, he was in the middle, was he number four? Now he's number one, and just magically happening overnight. And so we're going to have a skull and bones candidacy, it looks like. I mean, I said day one, over a year ago, people said, who do you think will be the nominee? And I said, well, I would say Kerry. And why is that? Well, he's a member of the same, well, the popular term is skull and bones. The actual term they use is the order of the death, Orientis, or the League of Lucifer. That's mainstream news. I wonder if I was a member of the League of Lucifer, Order of Death, and I hung out in a place called the Tomb with swastikas on the walls, and I wonder if I'd be considered a Christian conservative like Bush is. I guess not, folks. But, again, very, very serious. And so it looks like we're going to have Bush and Lord Kerry in there running against each other. The first Skull and Bones candidacy where both of them are Skull and Bones. Not the first time a Skull and Bones has been president. This will be the, if one of these guys wins again, it will be the fourth time. Odds of Skull versus Bones in 04, somewhere between 43 and 100%. The return of Senator John Kerry, with former Vermont Governor Howard Dean's rise, Kerry had become almost a forgotten and forlorn figure in recent months. Journalists said he was running a weak, ill-defined, mush-mouth campaign, short of energy and long on boring, sensational bromides. After those stories ran their course, what you heard about Kerry was mostly nothing. He was stuck in third place in the Iowa polls. I saw fourth, and sinking in the New Hampshire polls. The Dean people complained about bad press, but the Kerry people got no press. The Kerry win propels him back into the limelight at a time when he really needs it. New Hampshire voters aren't known for following Iowa's lead, but in this case, it could give Kerry almost a native son the second look at desperately needs in New Hampshire. We're reasonable people here, and we have a sense of history, so we're not going to make this bigger than it is. Only three of the last seven Democratic nominees in contested races actually won Iowa, so Kerry shouldn't put on his crown just yet. New Hampshire is a more important predictor. All Democratic nominees in the modern era have placed either first or second there. Only one candidate, Bill Clinton, failed to win either Iowa or New Hampshire and went on to win the nomination. History would suggest the pressure on Dean to win New Hampshire, but it ain't over. And there are only seven in the 43%. How did Kerry go from third place to sudden victory with no press? And gets into skull and bones. We'll talk about that. And then What does a football player have to do with the Patriot Act? Why'd they show him during the State of the Union? We'll be back. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
So, coming from nowhere, John Kerry is the leader of the pack with all the Democrats. And it really doesn't matter, again, because they're all globalist puppets. They really are. They just give you different packages on the same New World Order, big government, loss of liberty agenda. That's all they do, just like George Bush and Bill Clinton. And more conservatives are finally waking up to this and actually looking at Bush's record, but we'll get your comments on that, Skull and Bones, situation, the skull and bones candidacies. Do you think that's what we're going to end up having in the presidential election? Not that it matters. I mean, if John Kerry actually wins, they'll just stop the vote counting or recounting, and I'm sure all the Diebold machines, the owner has promised to deliver votes to the Republicans, and then even if there's a problem there, the Supreme Court, for the second time in U.S. history, will just appoint Bush president, and then it wouldn't matter if John Kerry got elected to be the same agenda. So either way, very, very serious. And talking about the election, Pentagon stands by internet voting system. They got caught running scams in 2000 with the troops' votes. The Pentagon is standing by an internet voting system it developed for U.S. citizens overseas in spite of an inadequate analysis that said it was so vulnerable to attacks that it should be scrapped. I love how I turned independent analysis into inadequate analysis. Independent analysis, it said, was so vulnerable to attacks that it should be scrapped. In a report released Wednesday, four computer security experts said the Secure Electronic Registration and Voting Experiment, I love how they call it, the Secure Electronic Registration and Voting Experiment. See, it's an experiment, but the experiment, we're calling it secure in the name, so it's secure. We're calling the Patriot Act Patriot Act, so it's patriotic. It could be penetrated by hackers, criminals, terrorists, or foreign governments. And I would add, or this government, which is a criminal government. So again, in a report released Wednesday, four computer security experts said the Secure Electronic Registration and Voting Experiment, or SERV, could be penetrated by hackers, criminals, terrorists, or foreign governments. Internet voting presents far too many opportunities for hackers or even terrorists to interfere with fair and accurate voting, potentially in ways impossible to detect, the computer experts said in a statement. Such tampering could alter election results, particularly in close elections, in close contests. But wait a minute. That doesn't matter. I mean, we've had engineers quit Diebold and quit the other big voting companies. It turned out Diebold's vice president was a convicted felon for computer hacking and other crimes. And he was out there running the last California election in 2003 with Lord Schwarzenegger. And millions of people cast their votes on those machines. And it turned out that a lot of them were remotely accessed by Diebold. But don't worry, there won't be any investigation of that. Big deal. Convicted felons for computer crimes are running things, accessing them with wireless internet built into the machines. It's no big deal. Then the troops are going to run off a system the Pentagon designed. And they designed these other systems to begin with. The big three voting companies are all run by former deputy directors of the CIA. And they've been caught scamming elections from Tennessee to New York to California to Texas. There are hundreds and hundreds of articles where they admit these electronic machines are scamming, but it's always an accident. Don't worry. And the Pentagon now says they don't care. They don't care what you say about this system. This is how the troops vote. Do you understand us? They don't do an absentee ballot. They don't fly these in, which is bad enough. No, that's not how this works. A Pentagon that was caught planting hundreds of fake news articles, that is, letters from troops with fake signatures in newspapers, the Pentagon that did that is going to run the electronic voting for the troops and other citizens overseas, millions of them. So how does that sound to you, folks? Oh, boy, it just gets better and better. We'll come back and go to a bunch of calls, then I'll get back into the news. A listener pointed out that they have the New England Patriots quarterback, Tom Brady, standing between Colin Powell's wife and Rumsfeld's wife and behind the president's wife, Mrs. Bush, and he kept standing up and clapping and just loves Bush. And notice when they talked about the Patriot Act, that's a nice little tie-in they were told to do, scripting in the media, to cut to the football player from the Patriots. See? If you're not for the Patriot Act, you're against National Football League. You're not very patriotic. I mean, this is the level of base manipulation. Wake up. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I got an email yesterday, and I did go back and check my videotape of the State of the Union from Tuesday night. And Bush, you know, had that great line written by his speechwriters where he talked about how the Patriot Act expires, five, but the terrorist threat doesn't expire. And everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people start clapping. And that was ignored by the media. Now, before that, people clapped when he was talking about how the Patriot Act was going to expire. And people who are against the Patriot Act, some members of Congress, clap for that. But then when Bush gave his line about how the terrorist threat doesn't expire, a bunch of Republicans clapped. I mean, that's really showing how they're getting their power, their control, out of the terror attacks. What an improper time to clap talking about terror threats that don't expire. And Dick Cheney has said 50 years. Bush has said a 100-year threat. British ministers have said a 50-year threat, a generational war. It's never going to end. The terror threat is going to morph into the evil right-wing conservatives in America. Wait till the Democrats are in office. Then they can really use the Patriot Act against the Rush Limbaughs of the world. Very, very scary. And then when you try to go out and protest a Democrat, they'll say, sorry, we have the federal court rulings by Republican judges that you can have 1,000 Bush supporters on a public street worshiping Bush, but one person has a sign saying, no blood for oil, you're arrested, and federally convicted. So now you can't protest John Kerry or Howard Dean or whoever else. Though I think Bush is getting back into office. Why would they get their shell out of there who's been able to pacify most conservatives? We're going to go to your calls here, Rob and Myron and Chris and Gary and Greg and others here in just a few minutes. I want to get, after that, into Bush-Kerry battle over Super Bowl. Brady, after appearance at State of the Union, talk about stage-managed events. Also, Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security, meeting with the heads of the media to craft the response to the next terror attack. I want to go through that. French fume over proposal to ban beards in France. Yes, the Muslims, we've got to ban people having beards. And this is a serious news report, folks. This is being proposed by the government over there. Talk about freedom. And there's an article here from What Really Happened, the State of the Union, the real State of the Union. I want to go over that. North Korea on the brink of getting nuclear arsenal, London Telegraph. Folks, they've had nukes for at least 7 years. Now they have the delivery systems, thanks to the military-industrial complex. So we'll be going over that. Pentagon stands by its internet voting system. I want to give you their comments on that. Sharon, I'm not resigning from the Associated Press, despite the fact that a lot of people in the government are calling for it in this big bribery scandal. And infiltration of file seen as extensive. Senate panel of GOP staff spied on Democrats. Kind of another Watergate type of event, but hey, that's no big deal nowadays. I mean, old corruption like Nixon was involved in really is nothing compared to $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. And there's an article here about the USO and the Pentagon with hundreds of thousands of dollars of scam charges when they were flying Kid Rock and other sultry entertainers to Afghanistan and Iraq. Other Hollywood people and rock stars, turns out that some folks were overbilling and scamming. So they talk about a couple hundred thousand dollars stolen, and that's a big news headline. Meanwhile, $1.2 trillion is missing, and it was only in a few newspapers and never really discussed. And then that's their tactic. They'll talk about some microscopic corruption compared to mountains of evil, and to make you think they're stopping the corruption. Why, we caught an army captain that was on his expense card buying computers and selling them out of the back of his truck. He's getting 10 years in prison. Meanwhile, all of that thieving in the last couple of years only amounted to a couple billion dollars. I think it was, $3 billion stolen in 2002 alone. We don't have numbers for 03 yet. That was what was stolen by troops, and then there's $1.2 trillion missing, stolen by contractors and generals and others, and now there's no real discussion of that. So that's coming up, too. Before I go straight to these calls, I do want to invite all of you to go to InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to link through to our secure online shopping cart to peruse the books on tape concerning the New World Order, the books, the videos, my videos, and other great videos by other wonderful researchers. To get the pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts, the liberal t-shirts that I have that say mass murderers agree, gun control works, from the back, politicians love disarmed peasants, very liberal stuff at the website. I'm being sarcastic. I get those emails because we're against open borders and gun control and abortion. We're very liberal now. So if you want to support our liberal activities, our socialist activities, our downright commie activities that are against the Patriot Act and the tyranny, you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and peruse that, or you can call toll-free. My newest videos are Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny is one of my best videos as well. There's also Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where we caught Bush engaging in, conservative rituals. Satanism is now conservative, Christianity is now liberal. Again, I'm being sarcastic, but this is really the new paradigm. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. It's admitted in major publications, and it's real video of it happening. The Grove members admit it in the Trio Network special. You might want to get my film, 2 hours, 5 minutes, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to get the films, the books, the T-shirts, the CDs, all of it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. These are riveting, informative, terrifying videos. But more importantly, they're waking people up, so get them, educate yourself further, and then make copies, put them on Access TV, get them out to opinion makers, local talk show hosts, things of that ilk. Please take action, 1-888-253-3139. And there's discounts when you get two or more books or three or more videos. You can ask about that when you call. Okay, let's go ahead and go to some of the phone calls. Let's talk to Rob in Colorado. Thanks for holding it on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk about World Trade Center Building 7.
Yeah, I'm going to re-air those clips and get back into that next hour, but go ahead.
I think that every time you talk about the demolition, you ought to emphasize that there were people inside. You know, because I think a lot of people are listening and thinking, okay, well, the owner ordered the demolition, so what? But the difference is between a demolition and multiple murders.
I tell you what, for those that just joined us, we covered this Monday and Tuesday, didn't get much into it Wednesday. I'm getting back into it next hour. Recap what happened, what we have on the website, the video clips, the documents, the firefighter tapes, then that massive story Paul Watson and myself put together, mainly Paul. Why don't you go ahead and recap it for folks?
Well, the owner of the World Trade Centers, who had taken out insurance on all those buildings, like a matter of weeks before 9/11.
Yes, record insurance, expanding the insurance right before.
Right.
Larry Silverstein.
Exactly. When the so-called disaster occurred, it was a disaster, but it was a planned disaster. He ordered the destruction of World Trade Center Building 7. And
who told us that? Larry Silverstein did, with his big fat face in the camera.
In an interview, yes. Another thing I was thinking, you know, we should do every state has the equivalent of a Freedom of Information Act. We should do a New York Freedom of Information Act or Open Records Act request and send it to the fire chief.
Why, you might be a terrorist. All of that is sealed under national security. Anyone trying to take photos was arrested. They've threatened the firefighters with arrest if they talk. That's always a good sign, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure if they claim the national security exemption that it's obvious they're hiding something.
Well, that's ridiculous. Governments don't lie and never do anything bad. And the question is, why did Silverstein admit that they pulled the building? We already knew that thing imploded, never hit by an airplane, caught fire hours after the other centers fell. Everybody evacuates out except for a few people who stayed inside and they say are now dead. And the thing collapses, seismographs pick up multiple explosions. And Silverstein says, yeah, it was on fire that afternoon. We decided to pull it, gave the order, and watched it collapse. And then we have other city officials saying, yeah, pulling is demolishing. Demolition. The other big question is, how'd they get the explosives in there while it was on fire? Or, well, that couldn't happen. They had to already be there.
Right. Well, I think they ought to. I think people like that have two realities in their mind. One reality they expose to the public, and the other reality is the truth. And sometimes they get confused, and the truth comes out.
Well, that's like the head FEMA guy. Who was there on 9/11? He tells the news live on TV. Oh yeah, we were there the night before getting ready.
Yeah,
I mean we've played that clip before. I mean it's just he just misspoke. Well, I mean Silverstein didn't misspeak. I mean they show Building 7 coming down and he's going, yeah, we decided to bring it down. Then you have it being brought down. You have the the clear signature of that happening. Good points. Thanks for the call. And we do have one of the Secret Service agents and the House of Representatives' comments about his death in World Trade Center 7 when it collapsed on PrisonPlanet.com and the updated version of the story. Let's talk to Myron in South Dakota. Go ahead, Myron.
Yes, Alex, your program on Trio, on your escapade in the Bohemian Grove aired a couple times, I saw within the last week again.
That means 17 times they've aired that.
Okay. I was going to talk about Howard Dean and Max Cleland. You know,
I'll tell you what, let me stop you, because when I say I snuck in and caught world leaders devil worshiping, the average person doesn't believe that, even if the San Francisco Chronicle admits it, even if the Press Democrat admits it in Santa Rosa, even when the head of the Bohemian Grove told the British media in the video, their version of the video, you know, I have my dark secrets, they have their secret rulers of the world, they use my footage for it in interviews with me, and they covered our infiltration. They admit at the end that, yes, I indeed snuck in and got that footage. Comments?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
According to some people, I've made that up. According to some major Christian leaders in this country, I'm a liar. The place doesn't exist, and Bush doesn't go to it.
Well, I've known about that group for a long, long time. I used to live within 80 miles from there.
Well, there have just been articles in the Washington Times and Associated Press 20 years ago. They had Khrushchev there 40-something years ago. I'm sorry, go ahead. Excuse me, Khrushchev's foreign minister. That's incorrect. Go ahead.
I was going to talk about Howard Dean. I noticed the very same thing that you commented on, and I've noticed how Dean is being attacked incessantly by, you know, people like William Crystal or some of the other neocons.
He's being attacked by Time and Newsweek.
Yes, and it's just continuous attacks, and I was wondering how long he can handle that. And, you know, he's a socialist like the rest of them, but he did something that upset these people, and you know what that was. He exposed Bush for being a big liar and how he got us involved in Iraq, and there was no need for it.
Yeah, well, and he said there's questions around prior knowledge of 9/11. And
right.
So he started playing hardball with them. They played hardball with him.
Right, exactly.
Besides, he's not a thoroughbred like Bush or John Kerry. He's not from that small area in New England. He didn't go to the same prep schools, the same orders, the same order of death. He's not a thoroughbred.
And he also isn't a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is one of the key organizations. And, you know, the Club for Growth was taking out ads against him, and we hear it continuously. And I watch C-SPAN, and we hear this, well, he can't win. Rush Limbaugh and Hannity, continuous, well, he can't win. You know, if they're so concerned about getting Bush elected, they should be happy that he's going to win the nomination. Wouldn't you think so?
Absolutely. He's an establishment New World Order guy, but he's not a thoroughbred. He is a loose cannon. The guy is a little bit nutty, and so he's not their boy. Thanks for the call. Go ahead, Myron.
I was going to talk about Max Cleland. I don't know if you caught this or not, but there was a meeting of the 9/11 Commission a couple of months ago, and they commented that Max Cleland wasn't on the committee anymore. Then they explained that, Max Cleland, and I think there was another called Rumor, two people, wanted to subpoena the records in the White House of what the administration...
And so he resigned and was given the head of the Ex-Im Bank.
Right, and they wanted to make it very clear to the viewers that there was no connection, that he isn't on the committee, and they were dropping the subpoena also.
And now two of the current members have secretly testified, according to the Washington Post, because, quote, they were involved in 9/11.
It doesn't end.
Well, I mean, look, it's like having, a mobster having his top lieutenant be the prosecutor. Thanks for the call. I mean, watching Bush give the State of the Union, I felt unclean, like it was the devil giving a speech or something. And it was, again, you know, Saddam's evil, but it was like Satan rebuking a demon. I mean, it just doesn't work. Chris in North Carolina, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I appreciate you also bringing up the Silverstein issues regarding 9/11, keeping us all informed in terms of our current information where that news is relevant. It's absolutely outrageous. Anyway, what I called about specifically was to ask your opinion or get some information from you if you have any information regarding the Intelligence Authorization Act of for fiscal year 2004. Essentially, this looks like an expansion of the Patriot Act in terms of taking tidbits from the...
Well, yeah, that's admitted. It's Patriot Act 2. It's
right.
About 60% of what was in the original bill and some other stuff that wasn't the original Patriot Act 2. What was it, 2417 is the bill number, and Bush signed that with no ceremony secretly. on Saturday, and then the announcement was made an hour after the Saddam capture announcement.
Exactly.
So that blacked out the news for that entire week, and now the average person doesn't even know that that was passed.
Exactly. How can I get better information on that in terms of real documentation? I mean, I've got an AFP article in front of me. I've got that kind of thing, but I'm looking for like legitimate government documentation.
Well, I mean, HR 2417 passed, and Ron Paul's been on the show and said it's Patriot Act 2. And you go to prisonplanet.com, there on the right-hand side, there's a banner that says Stealth Enactment of Patriot Act 2, and you just click on that, and there's a couple of AP articles and admitting that it what it does.
I appreciate your time, Alex.
You bet. Good to hear from you, Chris, in North Carolina. Greg and others, you're up next, and more news. We'll hear those clips of building WTC-7 collapse in the next hour, and continue with the news and information. So stay with us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Let's go straight back into the calls. Then I'm going to go back into a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to yet in the next hour. Then we'll go back through WTC-7 as well and some of the new developments there. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg. Oh, she's telling me Gary's up first. Gary in Tennessee. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Yeah, I had a question to ask you, but I did see those on the Trio channel, I think two or three times, about when you got in there and got video of that. So yeah, I'll verify it for you. And I'm still making copies. But I had a question concerning, the way people vote and those machines. And, you know, people go out and vote, and then they have the electoral vote, electoral college. Don't they go mainly by the electoral college? I mean, even if people get here and waste their time voting, how does that mesh together?
Okay. Each state has its number of electoral votes. So have you ever played the game Risk?
No.
Well, each country has a certain score value, and it's a world domination game. And so at the end, you tally up, you know, how many countries you've gotten against others, and you know, that's basically who wins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you try to dominate everybody and kill your enemies, but basically that's it's that same system. Each state, depending on its population, has a score, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so they tally up the states, and whoever wins the Electoral College wins. So really, it is a popular vote, because the popular vote is within each state, but it's a system designed for state sovereignty under the 10th Amendment.
Uh-huh.
And that also goes into the census and how many members of the House your state gets according to population. So to say that, you know, well, Al Gore won the popular vote by, you know, a few thousand, so he really won. That's apples and oranges. I am for the electoral college, and so the two, electronic voting and the electoral college. Electronic voting is just a new way to vote locally, which is then tallied. And then the state either goes to the Republican or the Democrat or the Independent. Does that answer your question?
So it is important for a person to vote, and you're not wasting your time?
This is what's happened. Certainly we've all heard about LBJ stealing the election in Texas to get elected to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard about other election fraud. Kennedy had the mob stuffing ballot boxes in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has happened. This has been admitted to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's never been centralized where it's run by the federal government. Now, after 2000, they passed the Voter Assistance Act, which billions of dollars, it was over $5 billion, was, they wanted $6 billion. They got a little over $5 billion. I believe it was $5.2 billion. For the states, Chuckie Schumer wrote it up. Bush signed it. But the feds then federalize local elections and are making your states, counties, the counties administer it, put in the electronic voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all based on the same technology, the same systems, run by basically the same people. And they've been caught stealing elections coast to coast even before the 2000 election. These same systems were caught running scams. A lot of cities and counties and states already had these. Now, it's been federalized, so it's going in everywhere. So we've got to stop those machines from going in and demand a paper ballot receipt so there can be a proper recount. There cannot be under this system.
I hear you. Okay, well, it's important for me to vote.
Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll come back, but that's how the Electoral College works. It's to maintain state sovereignty. Until 1913... legislatures appointed the senators. That's how we control the federal government. Not anymore.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a
single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.